可可之声每日一句口语课堂。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这里是可可之声每日一句口语课堂，我是 Julia。 睡梦中听到天籁中的雨滴奏响了旋律，耳边依旧萦绕着鸟儿的鸣叫，但今天更显清脆，夹着秋意的晨风轻涤了空气中的尘埃，拂进我的工作室。透过纱窗，绿叶比昨日飘舞得更为妖娆，一改这几个月来酷暑的炎热与傲闷，今天的清晨有着另一番美丽与惬意。带上您的一份美丽和惬意的心情，走进今天的每日一句口语课堂 Lesson 2基础篇之二，我们与大自然共舞，开始我们一天美好而又充实的生活。I shared a sentence with you yesterday morning. It is, I thought he loved me, but he blew me off for Barbara. 我以为他爱我，可他喜欢的是 Barbara, 拒绝了我。Blow somebody off, 用在恋方面有两个意思，一个是拒绝某人的爱，一个是结束与某人的恋爱关系。那么我们要表述拒绝接受某人的爱，或者是结束与某人的恋爱关系而爱上另一个人。How should we put it? In fact, it's just in the above sentence. What is? It is blow somebody off for another person.我们在副词 off of 的后面加上一个介词 for， 介词 for 在这里表原因。Yesterday, I told you I would tell a bitter and true story about a beautiful and intelligent girl who was blew off by his boyfriend.Who had promised to her, My love to you is forever, never changes. 在昨天，我说了今天要跟大家讲一个故事，这是一个令人心酸而又真实的故事。这个故事是讲述一个美丽而又纯洁的才女被其男友抛弃了。这个男友曾经对她海盟山誓过，说会爱她爱到海难石枯。永不变心。那么这个女孩子在被抛弃后结局又是怎样呢？ We might just well listen to the following dialogue. Has Jenny broken up with her boyfriend, Tom? I saw Tom kissing with another attractive girl, Rose, under the tree in the university this afternoon. Yeah, he did blew Jenny off for Rose living in a rich family. Oh, I'm too sorry for Jenny. And does Jenny take it well? You can imagine.She'd have been impaled from school, moving out of university to live with Tom while renting a house and giving her study, so that I cannot get her university diploma. She'd have been there with Tom from head to toes, and now love has gone. She get nothing. Oh my God, although this is too cruel to her, I can't imagine that if I were Jenny,Don't you know Tom is cute in playing with the girl? Don't you know Tom is very easy to change his mind? I know, we would rather saying that it's easy to change his mind rather than saying he hasn't a heart. So if a guy says that his love to me is forever and will never change, I won't buy it. Now you are shouting. You can say it again. And now, how's everything going with Jenny on Earth? I really want to know about it, please. You know, Jenny is a pure girl with a sense of emotional specificity. By no means, of course, not. She can steal it, and she was made crack up. Finally, she was sent to a mental hospital. Really? Impossible. Is there anything wrong with my ears? Are you playing a joke on me? She's a so kind-hearted and intelligent beauty. I wish there was, and I wish I was doing. But it's the truth. So, when we were in love with a guy, we shouldn't let our feelings get the upper hand over us. Is that right? We are on the same page.那段对话是什么意思呢？我们来看一下翻译。 Jenny 和她的男友 Tom 分手了吗？今天下午我看见 Tom 在学校的树下和另一个漂亮女友 Rose 在接吻。是的， Tom 确实抛弃了她，而爱上了一个生活在富有家庭中的女孩子。哎，我真是同情 Jenny。那么 Jenny 还好吗？你猜猜吧。她因为爱这个男生爱得神魂颠倒，竟然放弃了学业，搬到学校外面住而被学校开除了的呀。这样她得不到毕业文凭，将来找不到工作的，现在又被爱情遗弃了，她什么都没有了。哎，我真不敢想象，如果我现在是 Jenny， 我会……难道你不知道 Tom 是很容易变心的吗？ Tom 是很会哄女孩子开心的吗？我知道，我知道，与其说他变心，还不如他说他没心肝。如果一个男的对我说，他爱我会爱到海枯石烂，永不变心，我是不会相信的。说得好，我颇有同感。那么现在到底 Jenny 还好吗？我真的很想知道。你知道呢， Jenny 是一个感情专一的很单纯的女孩子，还用说吗？她哪里受得住这样的打击呀？她精神崩溃了，现在住在精神病院里。真的吗？不可能吧，是不是我的耳朵出问题了，还是你在跟我开玩笑呀？他那么善良温柔，气质非凡，聪明过人的人呀。我也希望是如此，但这就是事实。所以啊，当我们与一位男生恋爱时，我们还是要理智一些，不要感情用事。我100%的赞成，我们俩想到一块去了。亲爱的听众朋友们，上面的对话所讲述的故事不是虚拟的，这个故事就是发生在我身边的一个真实的事情。曾经在孩童时，我和他一起玩耍，一起学习，他多才多艺，成绩优异，是高中毕业后保进送名牌大学学习的，学的专业和我一样是英语， 但是现在，他身在天涯的何处，连家人都不知道。因为那时候，他经常拿着刀子在我们的院子里到处跑，还疯狂的大吼 You should get killed. I will kill you. You have said your love to me forever, and it never changes. You promised to me. You promised to me.在精神药物的控制下，他时好时坏，家人怕他反复的发病，又拿着刀在院子里到处跑，伤害到院子里的人，就把他放到了乡下的亲戚家。在药物的控制下，本来还能生活些，可是没有不透风的墙。那个乡村里的小孩一见到他就说，他是个疯子，他是个疯子，快跑快跑呀。于是他完全失去了自信与自尊，他就离开了那个村子。现在他在哪里呢？是死了还是活着？谁也不知道。其实我也很想知道他的下落。听众朋友，What do you think of the leading character Jenny in the dialogue? And what do you think of her boyfriend? Suppose that you had been her close friend, how did you enlighten her? I'd very much like your opinions. I think it's a subject for you to do some writing today. 那么暂时，我想说的是，在收听节目的您若是女性朋友的话，我们作为女人，要在事业上自强，要在经济上独立，要在情操上自我塑造，在众人面前展现出的，您就是一朵正在绽放的鲜红的玫瑰，散发着诱人的芬芳，让他人爱慕您，这一枚闪闪发光的钻石。那么这时候，When your boyfriend or your husband blows your off, 你就不容易走进思想的死胡同，而让悲剧发生。在我们今天的对话中，措辞精彩，那么精彩尽在下期节目中，敬请各位锁定下期的晨间七点档每日一句口语课堂 Lesson 2基础篇之三。非常感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。